Week 2, Tuesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Before we end our day, O Lord, we make this prayer to you, that you continue in your love to guard your people here. Give us this night untroubled rest, and build our strength anew, your splendour driving far away all darkness of the foe. Our hearts desire to love you, Lord, watch over while we sleep, that when the new day dawns on high we may your praises sing. All glory be to you, O Christ, who save mankind from death, to share with you the Father's love, and in the Spirit live. You cannot serve both God and wealth. Psalm 48. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight, I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You cannot serve both God and wealth. Store up treasures for yourself in heaven, says the Lord. Psalm 48 continued. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies, his glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success, yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light any more. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Store treasure for yourselves in heaven, says the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honour. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive glory and honour. A reading from Romans chapter 5. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, They are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as an expiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness. Responsory. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand for ever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Intercessions. Christ is the shepherd of his flock, and he loves and cares for his people. We turn to him in trust and say, Lord, we need your care. Christ our Lord, you are the pastor of all the ages. Protect our bishop and all the pastors of your church. Lord, we need your care. Be with those who are persecuted for their faith and those cut off from the support of the church. Good Shepherd, in their pain and isolation, may they know your care. Lord, we need your care. Bring healing to the sick, give nourishment to the hungry. Lord, we need your care. We remember those who make our laws and those who apply them. Lord, give them wisdom and discernment. Lord, we need your care. Gather the flock for which you laid down your life. Bring home to their father's house all who have died in your peace. Lord, we need your care. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the day and yours the night, Lord God. Let the Sun of Justice shine so steadily in our hearts that we may come at length to that light where you dwell eternally. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.